As we've been reporting on KGNU, there has been widespread outrage towards Donald Trump's executive order that bans immigration from 7 Muslim majority countries and has suspended indefinitely the Syrian refugee program. We'll hear a report, an interview with the organizer of the protest that happened at DIA on Saturday. We'll hear from that in just a few minutes. But joining me now, we have Nabil Echaibi, who's chair and associate professor of media studies and associate director of the Center for Media Religion, all at CU Boulder. And he's the director of their Muslims in the Mountain West project. He's also working on a book, Unmasking Islam, Muslim Media and Alternative Modernity. I'm delighted to have you in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Maeve.
The last time we had you in, Nabil, was shortly after the election. You had a letter published in Yes Magazine, a letter to your Muslim son on how do you deal with this presidency. Well, it seems like in many ways the worst threat, certainly against Muslims, are coming true right now. We have heard from Donald Trump when he was on the campaign trail about banning Muslims. Now we have this executive order that effectively does that exact thing. What was your immediate reaction?
Well, I think like many other people, I thought this was part of an election campaign posturing, that it would never come true. And here we are, I think, calling into question some of the most fundamental pillars of this country. Frankly, it's sickening. It's disturbing. I thought these things were stuff that you find in history books, and we were not going to revisit some of the darkest moments in the history of this country. Here we are. I think we are now revisiting some of these demons that have really haunted the history of this country. And it's really not just about Muslims. It's about saving the soul of this country. I mean, I think as Martin Luther King used to say, this is not just about the civil rights of African Americans. This is about saving the soul of this country. This is what this is about. It's very heartening to see thousands, if not millions, of Americans come out in the streets and protest this. I think this is very comforting and reassuring. But still, this is an administration, unfortunately, that instead of acting as a voice of calm, is really acting increasingly as a lightning match, trying to pit one group against the other. This is very dangerous. It's reckless. It's no longer just funny or curious, or this is just downright reckless.
And you, as I said, are the director of the Muslims of the Mountain West Project at CU Boulder. Is there historical precedent for this in terms of how Muslims have been treated?
Not really. I think scores of Muslims have come to this country, really, just like many other groups have come to this country in the past, hoping for a better life, not just for economic prosperity, but for what this country actually stands for in terms of its values of openness, in terms of its values of equality. And again, these things are being put into questions. It's always disturbing when people start likening this situation to, say, what happened in the 40s with the Japanese internment. Muslims have been welcome to this country for centuries. We don't really do our research, but if we do and we find out a little bit more about the history of Muslims in this country, we find out that Muslims have been here for a long time. I know that in our project, we have been able to establish that as a fact, and many other historians have established that. So this is not just Muslim who came here a couple of decades ago or in the 60s. These are Muslims who have deep roots in this country and all of a sudden find themselves really being, having to prove their Americanness and having to prove also the fact that they are coming here because they believe in the idea of America. That idea now is deeply shaken.
And of course, the ripple effect of this is just, I mean, it's unfolding before our eyes. We're hearing of families being separated. And of course, the pattern of migration, and particularly how refugees come to the country, they rarely come all at once. I mean, usually maybe a parent comes and children are separated. And we're hearing all of these horror stories. And we're also hearing, say, students who are here on visas studying in the US maybe have gone home for winter break. I know the Chancellor of CU released a statement last night. I mean, how is the university responding?
I think the response has been good in the sense that the university is now reassuring students and scholars, particularly from international backgrounds, that the university will do anything within the law to help them and to make sure that their situation is not jeopardized by this ban. As far as I know, we don't have any cases of students who have been directly affected. I think the next few days will be the you know, we'll find out. But at the same time, I think the recklessness of this ban is sending a lot of people into this tailspin of fear and just the lack of certainty about what the future is going to hold. We have to remind everyone that the United States actually has one of the most stringent processes for vetting refugees. This is not just some process that takes, I don't know, maybe a few days to vet these refugees. It takes anywhere from 18 months to 24 months before these refugees are able to come here. The visa program is actually very, very stringent as well. So when I hear extreme vetting, I'm always very suspicious because it is actually already extreme vetting. So the blanket statement that we have to do a ban that covers seven countries is a little extreme for me. And again, as I said, just downright reckless.
As a green card holder myself, I can attest to the fact they don't just give these out. There is a lot of paperwork, there is a lot of vetting and a lot of background checks that go into this.
Absolutely, as it should be. Nobody is questioning that. But just targeting a particular group of people, which is, I mean, the White House came out yesterday and also this morning to defend this ban and say that it's not a religious ban. But it's hard actually to square this. I think it is a religious ban. It's targeting a particular group. I mean, the White House has been saying that they want more Christians to come out of these countries and they will be giving them precedence. So it's hard really not to think of this as a religious ban, and it would be a precedent in the history of this country along these religious lines. This is very, very serious stuff. And again, as I said, we should not be reopening these dark moments of the history of this country. We should be doing away with them and we should be opening new pages. And unfortunately, this is really setting these kinds of precedents that are going to have far-reaching consequences. We should be setting the example. And again, as I said, this is a moment that is sobering for all of us. And every effort that we can make in order to turn the tide against this this politics of fear and hatred should be encouraged and should be welcomed.
Well, Nabil Ejjebi is Chair and Associate Professor of Media Studies at CU. He's the Associate Director of their Centre for Media and Religion and Director of their Muslims in the Mountain West Project. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It's 8:18. You're listening to KGNU.